All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Jason Bellamy, exclusively on All Business Media.
Hello and welcome back to the Professionals Roundtable at All Business Media FM, where it's all business all the time. I'm your host, Jason Bellamy, and here at the roundtable today we have a special guest from Chesterton, Indiana. She's the owner at East Wind Acupuncture, and you can find her practice online at www.ewacupuncture.com. So please join me in welcoming our latest guest at the Professionals Roundtable, Laura Zaransky. Laura, thanks so much for coming on the show today.
I'm so happy to be able to do this. Thank you, Jason.
You're very welcome. I'm happy to hear that. It's our pleasure. So how's your day going?
You know what? I'm having a wonderful day. I just wrapped up a long, busy day with a lot of clients that we treated here today.
Excellent. Sounds like a good day. So, Laura, I was hoping you could tell us a little bit about your practice. What is it? What do you guys do at EW Acupuncture?
Well, that's a good question because my medical system of Chinese medicine is often a misunderstood medical system. But every day we work on all types of health conditions, from chronic aging declining issues and internal medicine, which I actually specialize in. So that would be things like digestive issues, heart problems, sleep disorders, maybe even urinary issues and things like this, lung complaints. And then we also work on all types of conditions of pain and inflammation, from joint pain, muscle pain, to headaches and even long chronic problems like discs and back issues. And we also work on things like colds and flus, and as well as problems of mental emotional. So anxiety and depression are very common conditions that we work on here. But Chinese medicine is a complete medical system that works on all types of internal and external complaints. But a lot of times people in America think about it mostly for pain. But this has been the medical system of China for the last 8,000 years, and they've treated all types of conditions with this kind of medicine. So that's the stuff I do every day.
Wow, I don't think I even realized how many things you treat with acupuncture. That's interesting.
Yeah, so it is really a complete medical system like Western medicine. The difference is we have a little bit of ways of diagnosing. It's a little bit different than Western medical diagnosis. And then, of course, we have a little bit of different treatment strategies, right? So we use things like acupuncture to influence nerve function and blood flow. We do herbs. That's kind of our Western medical handbook there. Ours are Chinese herbs that we use instead of pharmaceuticals. We also do body work and structural alignment, like massage therapy, chiropractic type things, and actually physical therapy. We also look at what you're eating, how you're breathing, how you're moving, and how you're handling stress. These are all fundamental parts of TCM that have been used at least for sure 4,000 years, because we still have a book that was written at 250 BC that we can still read today, and they described all of these things that we're talking about here today.
Wow. See, you learn something new every day, and I talk to a lot of people all day long about their careers and businesses, and I genuinely didn't know it was that comprehensive. Interesting stuff. So, Laura, tell me, what kind of people do you help? Who are your clientele? Like, what kind of people walk through the door?
Well, the truth is, Jason, that women tend to stay more concerned about their health than men, so we do tend to see, I'd say, a majority of women from the ages of 25 to 65 is our common, average patient. But then again, they're the ones who are concerned about the family health and their husband's health, and so we do tend to have them bring in family members. I would say that, you know, in the last few years, though, I've had a lot of men who are more concerned about staying well and being well and have come in on their own accord. But I've treated as young as 2 weeks old for, like, digestive problems and colic. I have a 4-year-old who has, like, cerebral palsy and wasn't moving and talking very well and having digestive issues. We've helped him so much. And that my oldest patient has been up to the age of 98. So you're never too old to heal, repair, and regenerate. So I treat all people, all ages, all walks of life, but I specialize in internal medicine, fertility, and pain.
Wow, fantastic. So it sounds like people come in with often specific ailments, but is it also used for general wellness?
Yeah, Jason, that's true. You know, that's the difference between Eastern and Western slightly, is that we aren't diagnosing the disease, we're diagnosing the human condition, okay? So what that means is Chinese medicine is in trying to encourage what a normal, healthy, physiologically good, strong, functional body would do, and that is to heal and repair and regenerate, okay? And if we could keep those things going longer, the body should be able to resist injury, illness, and disease, okay? So it can reverse these big internal conditions like we talked about, like even hypertension. I've had patients who no longer need medications because they can get that completely under control, all right? But, you know, the truth is that a lot of the difference is that we're trying to get your body working more optimally, and if we do, then the body can heal itself. If we can't, then the body might stay in a state of dis-ease, and that's why we can treat so many different conditions, because we're really trying to treat the human body working optimally.
Wow. you said something earlier that's just ringing in my head, diagnosing the human condition. I like that line, definitely. It sounds like you're doing really interesting work, Laura. And just for our listeners' sake, I want to remind everyone how they can find you online. It's www.ewacupuncture.com. Yeah. Laura, is that the best way for them to find you?
It really is. And on our site, we have a lot of information about what we do. We always do a free health consultation to find out if the patient is good for Chinese medicine and how much we can help them. We are a very results-oriented clinic, so we are definitely looking for things to get better and measurable changes in our patients. And so there's a lot of info on our website about that for sure.
Awesome. Well, I'll tell you, it's been a pleasure chatting with you, Laura. Very informative. Sounds like you have a very interesting practice. And I want to thank you for coming on the show today and taking time out of your own busy day to chat with me.
Well, I appreciate it too, Jason. I hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you.
You too. Thank you. And a big thank you also goes out to our listeners for staying tuned. We'll be right back at the Professionals Roundtable after these messages.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Jason Bellamy, exclusively on All Business Media.
So you see, son, good manners are very, very important. Someday, many years from now, when you're a grown-up, you'll be a man. And when you are, you should be a gentleman. Do you want me to go through it one more time?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Exactly. Always say please, thank you, you're welcome, and excuse me. Sit up straight, hold doors open for ladies. If a door's shut, then knock first. Don't burp, don't swear, don't speak with your mouth full, don't reach across people's plates, keep your elbows off the table.
What table?
And don't interrupt. While we're at it, don't stare, don't use foul language, don't call people names, but do remember people's names. Always share your toys, play nice, and cover your mouth when you cough or sneeze. On the bus, give up your seat to anyone who has trouble standing. Bottom line, treat others the way you'd like to be treated. Got it?
Got it.
And stop picking your nose.
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.